Excellent. I am going to also mute the background noise right now, so hopefully we'll have a nice clean line. Let me give that a shot. Excellent. All right. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Today is Friday, September 2nd. Can you believe it? Labor Day is upon us. Our businesses should be gearing up for a super busy, productive, amazing September. I assume if you're in the health and fitness business, you already know this, but September should be your second biggest producing month of the year. Second biggest producing month of the year. In terms of volume and sales and clients and programs, things should be full. Why is that? Well, we all know it. The busiest month of the year is January, when people decide to get back on track with their health and fitness. And September is a huge opportunity for us because kids are back in school and families are back in a routine. And I know you know this in your own life, and if you've been talking to any friends or family this summer, one of my closest friends in town just said to me yesterday, I cannot wait for my schedule to be back. I need my kid to be back in school so I can plan my day better. And she said, and then I'll get back to my fitness. So, of course, I didn't get into the whole discussion at that point that fitness is 12 months out of the year, 365 days a year, year-round, lifelong. It doesn't take a vacation. All right, but for too many people, fitness still does take a vacation. So I hope that you are either one of two things: already geared up and ready with full programs and rolling for September, or you are on this call or listening to this call later saying, okay, September isn't quite what I want it to be yet. My programs aren't full, or maybe I don't have all my dates set. But by the end of this call, you'll be fired up and ready to really explode your business in September and into October. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. As many of you know, I also have an affiliation with Beachbody, and they know this to be true as well, that September is a huge month for fitness, and look how they're showing it. They are launching the brand new P90X program, P90X2, one of the top-selling infomercials in the world. Guess when it came out? Yesterday, September 1st. It's going to be on pre-sale from September 1st to the 5th. So I've been letting my customers who enjoy Beachbody products, I've been letting them know that that product's out, because I know people right now, this weekend, are starting to get focused on what they're going to do to get back in shape this fall, what they're going to do. So if Beachbody has a huge product out there that's going to be reaching a lot of people, what are you offering? What is it that you are right now putting out in front of people? Are you ready to start launching some corporate fit challenges in September? Do you need to spice things up with a quick 10-day fat blasting boot camp? Do you want to do something like we're doing here and do a thinner winner contest? I can answer questions and help coach on any of those things, and I'll share some information on all those programs today. I know that we're all connected through the Corporate Fit Challenge, and you know that that's a driving force in my business for sure, but it's not the only thing I do. So I'm happy to tell you about other things I do that become a feeder system to our Corporate Fit Challenge, or in the reverse. When our Corporate Fit Challengers finish their six-week program, I have other programs that I send them into. So I'm encouraging you to take a look at your business that way as well. Where are the Corporate Fit Challengers coming from? Are they coming from existing personal training clients? And then where are they going when they finish? Do you have a 10-day fat blasting boot camp? Do you have a thinner winner contest you could send them to? If not, let's get focused on this. Let's get ready to deliver some huge programs and opportunities. It was funny. I was lots of stories and anecdotes and things I want to share with you today. My desk is full of sticky notes and agendas, so I'm going to try to get through as much as I can, talk quickly, but hopefully still so you can hear me. I was talking to a trainer yesterday, and she said that her business wasn't very busy this summer as she expected it to be. Now, I didn't say anything at that point, and that's not my position to judge how other trainers or club owners run their business, but the burning question in my head is, well, why not? Why not? If you haven't been busy this summer, it's one of two things. You've either decided yourself that you've wanted some vacation time, which is great, which is absolutely fine, or you haven't given people a reason to be active with you. If your summer has not been busy, that's either a conscious decision on your behalf that you want to chill out and take some time off this summer, which is fine, no problem with wanting to rejuvenate if that's what you need and if you can afford to lose that much revenue over the summer. Or is it the second reason, the fact that maybe you haven't been as busy this summer, is that you haven't given them a reason to be busy with you, to be active with you? I'm telling you that the club that I run is just as busy on the 4th of July as it is on New Year's Day. And that's because we create reasons for people to do business with us, to be active with us. Certainly what we offer throughout the year can change with the season, but we always have something. In the summertime, all of our boot camps are outdoor 10-day adventure boot camps. They fill up every month. We give people a reason to still come in and see us when the weather's nice. We do tons of turbo parties, Zumba parties, big, huge group X events to get people to still come in on a Friday night and exercise with us. All right, we do train-to-run programs, different running clinics. We do core clinics, things that keep us out in front of people. So if you have not been doing those things this summer, I hope you took some notes down of some things that we did this summer, and I hope you already start thinking about your business as not one that has peaks and valleys, as most health and fitness businesses do. I only want peaks. You should only want peaks. You can actually have a peak in your business and still take vacation time and check out for a while if you've set it up well. You can still be serving people and making passive revenue with other opportunities throughout the year. It doesn't have to be that when you want to check out, your whole business checks out. All right, and there's different ways we can talk about that. So if you haven't run the business that you've wanted to run this summer, or if you have, if you said, hey, Trini, you know what? This sounds like me. We've been doing those kinds of programs this summer, too. I've been doing outdoor boot camps. We've been doing running programs, walking clinics. Excellent. I'm so glad that you're alongside me in that effort. But if you haven't and you're ready to get rolling this fall, let me give you some ideas. All right. First of all, our largest program of the year that we kick off is called our Thinner Winter Contest. Again, I know I'm talking to trainers and therapists and coaches about the corporate challenge, but keep in mind that your corporate challenge can wear many hats. Your six-week corporate challenge can be a thinner winner contest by just adding a few different elements along the way. All right, here's the similarities. My six-week corporate challenge is a six-week corporate challenge. People are in teams. Our thinner winner is a six-week challenge, and people are in teams. In the corporate challenge, I have a trainer or myself who helps coach those teams. In the thinner winter, I have my trainers or myself help coach those teams of people. What's the biggest difference? The corporate challenge is obviously uniquely for a workplace. So you're starting to line up teachers this fall to do a corporate fit challenge with you. Well, what if you decided to kick off your fall with a thinner winter? Instead of just limiting your corporate challenge to one workplace, you could open it up to multiple workplaces and have competition amongst them. We offer prize money for our thinner winter, all right? So for our corporate challenge, people win like a free boot camp or a free month membership if they've been the winner, the greatest percentage of weight loss or the greatest percentage of inches lost. Well, what if you made that a team approach and the team that loses the greatest percentage of weight or greatest percentage of inches wins a cash prize or some other prize package that you could put together? Then it takes on the role of a thinner winner. So I'm not trying to confuse you with details. What I'm trying to say to you is I didn't know what a thinner winter contest was a few years ago. I heard my mentor and friend Todd Durkin talking about doing one at Fitness Quest 10. I thought, well, if he can do a thinner winter contest and his facility is much more focused on athletic training, not as much of a community gym as mine, if he can do a thinner winter, I can do a thinner winter. So hopefully some of you have seen the videos on my website of our thinner winter. We have ended up with 47 teams in our first year and 52 teams in our second year. More than 250 people participated in this contest. We brought in $20,000. All right, now if you have been running corporate challenges already and you're comfortable with the idea of a six-week challenge where you're coaching teams, take the leap and do a thinner winter. Take everything that you've learned in the corporate challenge, knowing that you want to do a great kickoff, you want to put people into teams, you want to coach them along the way, and then taking your weight, their weight and measurements, just like you would in the corporate challenge, but open it up to a broader audience of people and have there be a cash prize. All right, so we do our thinner winter. We're kicking it off October 2nd, and it goes until November 11th. And the flyer that I send out is so incredibly simple and just kind of in your face. I will send this over the listserv so you can see it. But it just says at the top of the flyer, take the money and run, October 2nd to November 11th. And I say, tired of being tired? Sick of being unmotivated? Are you unhappy with your size or shape? Do you want to get fit and lean? Do you want to live happy and healthy? We have your solution, the third annual Bay Athletic Club Thinner Winter Contest. And then I outline what all is included. So people always email me after I talk to, after I present about this program or talk about it on a conference call, and they want to know exactly what we offer in our Thinner Winner. And I'm happy to share that with you, but I know that we've got some really bright entrepreneurs on the line and listening later. You don't need to know every detail of why what I do. Do what makes sense for you. The idea is that you're generating excitement and interest in your community, and you are generating excitement about losing weight and getting fit, and there's no better time to do it than this fall. We are just right now mobilizing for our October 2nd kickoff, so if you haven't thought about doing this yet, you can start thinking about it today. You can take the flyer that I send you and amend it any way you want, and you can focus on doing a Thinner Winner. Again, it doesn't have to run all that differently than a corporate challenge. We price ours differently. Our Thinner Winner is only $50 for members and $100 for non-members. And we don't give them as much as we give them in a corporate challenge. I don't give them one-on-one coaching. All right, we do some group coaching. We do a lot of email coaching. We put together some generic fitness programs, and we'll send them out to all 250 participants and say, here's a sample workout for the week for somebody at like a level 1 or a level 2 or a level 3. So they're more coaching themselves throughout the 6 weeks. And at the end, we offer $2,000 prizes. All right? So the Thinner Winner Contest has been game-changing in my business. It's the third year that we're running it, and it creates a lot of buzz and excitement in the community. It exposes us to a lot of non-members. We require that each team in our Thinner Winner Contest has a non-member on it. All right. We do offer access to our facility. If you don't have a facility but you run boot camps, offer access to your boot camps throughout the 6 weeks. If you do small group training, offer them access to your small group training. Do a fun kickoff and a fun finale, just like you do for the corporate challenge. All right. So today I'm going to send you the flyer that we use for our Thinner Winner, and I'll send you a video clip promotion that we put together yesterday to promote signups for the contest. So you're not behind. If you want to do something like this that I'm doing, please join me in the effort. Kick off on October 2nd, same as I am. We can help keep each other accountable and on track, and we can share successes along the way. All right? I'll send you my video, and I'll send you my flyer. It's super fun. The first year I did it, I was looking for – my goal was to have 10 to 15 teams, 10 to 15 teams of 4 to 6 people. And again, we ended up with 47 teams. So how could you get the word out about this? Our first year, we took that flyer and we inserted it in gift bags, just like we've done for the corporate challenge, and we put snacks inside, just healthy snack bags of granola or healthy bars, and tied some balloons on it, and we dropped it off at tons and tons of area businesses along with applications. So the same way I've suggested that you get in the door with corporate challenges is dropping off some healthy snacks, dropping off applications, introducing yourself. All right, same thing for Thinner Winner. We also did a promo video, and we're also doing an insert in our local paper. All right, so I'm having copies, a couple thousand copies made of this flyer and having them inserted into the paper. Now, that's going to cost me some money to do that. We never do this throughout the year. The only time I run a flyer in the newspaper is just for Thinner Winner, but I know that this is a $20,000 event for me. All right, and that where does that money come from? That comes from the registration fees, and it also comes from people using our services over the 6 weeks. So they're paying extra to do personal training, or they're paying extra to jump in on boot camps to get good results. They're paying extra to do small group things. They're paying extra along the way, and then many of them join afterwards. So it's definitely a $20,000 event for us. All right, so that's the first thing I wanted to cover today is the Thinner Winner Contest. There are so many similarities between the two. I created the corporate challenge within a month of creating Thinner Winner 3 years ago. All right, so there's so much overlap amongst them. I see Thinner Winner as the one time out of the year, kind of one big-time contest to get the whole community involved, and I see the corporate fit challenge as my reoccurring program, like my signature staple program that I run year-round. So let me make sure everyone gets that. I created the programs around the same time, so there's a lot of similarity. The Thinner Winner has prize money to it. They get less coaching, and there's prize money at the end. They get access to my facility, but they pay extra to do things here. Corporate Challenge, as you know, we're coaching a specific workplace over 6 weeks. The Thinner Winner is your one time out of the year to make a big splash. I'd really consider doing something this fall. And Corporate Challenge is my staple, signature, reoccurring program throughout the year. My business runs so smoothly because I have signature staple programs that I know are always going to attract people to sign up and are going to fill up. So I can look at my year, I can look at the fourth quarter of 2011 and pretty much project out how much money I'm going to bring in the business and what my expenses are going to be. Because I know what the Corporate Fit Challenge costs me in terms of personnel and materials. It's very inexpensive. And I know how many we have scheduled this fall. All right? I know what our 10-day fat blasting boot camps, I know when those are, and I know how many people on average I'm going to attract. I can tell you as an entrepreneur, and we've got lots of entrepreneurs on the line, business is so much more enjoyable when you're not stressing day-to-day about the bottom line, when you're not constantly out there pounding the pavement for new people. If you just stick with a few programs that really work for you and just repeat, repeat, repeat throughout the year. All right? So Thinner Winner, I'll send you that information today. Next on the agenda, I wanted to talk about, I did coaching calls yesterday with two trainers who are new to the Corporate Fit Challenge and are hoping to kick one off this fall. One was Adam and one was Sarah. And both of them asked one of the same questions. So I'm going to go over this really quickly on the call today. They were both asking about the presentation that you give at the workplace to encourage people to sign up for the Corporate Fit Challenge. So I put together a really simple, quick list of do's and don'ts for your presentation. So even if you've been running Corporate Fit Challenges, you might pick up something new to say in your presentation, or you might change your style a little bit. All right, I've been, as I told Adam and Sarah, I've been doing these for 3 years. I could do a presentation in my sleep at this point, which isn't good because I still want to be engaged and emotional and not just sound like a robot. But it's a pretty simple list of do's and don'ts. So let me share this with you. All right, water break. Do's for a presentation. Let's take a school as the example, because both Adam and Sarah, who I coached yesterday, talked about getting into a school this fall. It is the perfect place to start a corporate challenge or to do a thinner winner. All right. Again, there's a lot of crossover between the two. Schools are perfect. All right. Teachers are back in a routine. They want to feel good. They want to have more energy to get through the school day. It's hard to go from summer break to being on your feet, you know, 8-9 hours a day in front of students and engaged all day. They want to feel better about themselves. They want to be more fit. So schools are a great place to get in this fall. All right, so let's say everybody on the line and listening later is going to commit to kicking off something, either a version of the Thinner Winner or a corporate challenge, and we're all kicking something off on October 2nd, Sunday, October 2nd. To back that up, that means that you need to be out there giving presentations by the week of September 18th. So, hey, that gives you two full weeks here to prepare for this. You need to be contacting teachers that you know and say, hey, can I get in and talk to your coworkers at lunch or after school? I'm looking to set up some presentations the week of the 18th. Get yourself out there. The most productive you could be today, this Friday of Labor Day weekend, is to start making phone calls and leaving messages and sending out personal emails to start setting yourself up for some presentations in mid-September. All right, those emails and messages will be there when they get back from this long weekend, and you'll be first on their list. All right, it's going to be more productive for you to make those phone calls or personal emails than it is for you to be just responding to emails in your inbox and trying to clear your inbox today. Remember, clearing your inbox is dealing with other people's agendas. Don't let your day be consumed by emails that other people are sending you. Get your work done first. All right, so take a little break from social media today. Take a little break from your inbox today and just make connections with people who you want to work with this fall in either the corporate challenge or the thinner winner. So when you get in to do the presentation, it can be brief, it can be informal. Informal to me, by the way, means comfortable. It means it doesn't mean that you need to bring an LCD projector or that you need to have a PowerPoint. But informal to me does not mean showing up in sweats. Informal to me means still dressing the part of a business owner, of a professional, and being informal in your remarks and not putting together a PowerPoint. But don't show up in a workout outfit, okay? Be a business owner when you're out there giving presentations. So, the do's. You do want to do a short intro about yourself, not a laundry list of all of your certifications, not a laundry list of all the places you've worked or trained, just a short intro about yourself, who you are, where you're from, kind of what you're all about. So for me, I say I'm Trina Gray. Many of you might know I own Bay Athletic Club in town. I'm a mom of two. I'm an active in the community. I believe that people who are healthy are happy. That's all I say. All right, then, you do want to offer a promise statement. A promise statement, something like this. I want to guarantee you, I'm going to give you my personal promise that this six-week program will change your life. You will make more advancements in your health in the next 6 weeks than many of you have made in the past 6 years. That's bold, and I'm willing to put that out there, and I hope you guys are too. You know that if people focus on cleaning up their diet and exercising on a regular basis, over 6 weeks, you know they will make huge advancements in their life. All right? So a short intro about yourself. Number two, a promise statement. Number three, evoking emotion. So you've heard me say this before. Please try it. You have to ask some uncomfortable questions. Things like, do you dread going to your next annual physical because you don't want to get on the scale? Are you on more medications than you wish you were on? Are you worried about your loved one's health? Are you worried that you're not setting a great example for your kids right now because they don't see you exercising and making healthy choices in your meals? Are you worried that you're doing a little too much fast food these days? Are you sick of the 15 extra pounds you've been carrying around for too long? Is your back starting to bother you standing all day? Are you out of energy for your family at night? Are your relationships not as fulfilling as they were a few years ago? Okay, fitness and health and healthy eating can affect all of those things. Your self-confidence, your relationships, your energy, these are things that matter in your life. So you've got to put those emotional questions out there, you guys. So number one, short intro. Number two, a promise statement. Number three, emotional questions. Number four, a testimonial. Not about you, hopefully about one of your clients. So yesterday when I was talking to Adam and Sarah, I had them each giving, we were talking about who some of their clients are. So keep in mind, if you're going to talk to a group of teachers, you probably want to share a testimonial about maybe a working mom that you worked with, someone who really didn't feel like she had time for health or fitness because she was working and running her kids' places or taking care of aging parents, but you helped her find a way to do it. All right, some kind of a testimonial that will relate to your audience. Number five, a suggested start date. So you're going to say to them in mid-September, I've got the date October 2nd set aside for this group. I'm really anxious to get you started then. It gives you plenty of time to recruit friends and family and to mentally prepare for it. You only need a couple weeks. All right, suggested start date. Number six, you want to always have two applications per person. You're handing them out to whoever's in the room. I've done presentations and there's only been four people there, but we still have 15 or 20 people in the challenge because I've done enough to light a fire under those four people that they have all signed up, they've all recruited somebody to sign up, and they've all told somebody else about it. Doesn't matter how big your audience is. You just deliver. All right, two applications per person. Number seven is when you get into some Q&A to describe the program. So you've done a short intro. You've offered a promise statement. You've evoked some emotion. You have shared a testimonial. You've offered a suggested start date. You're handed out two applications, and now you're saying, hey, I'm sure some of you would like to know what some of the details of the program are. Well, let me tell you, over 6 weeks, I'm going to help you eat better and move more. We're going to be unified as a team. We're going to support each other in making these changes. And this will accommodate all schedules and all fitness levels. And then you can give them an idea of where you might be doing your coaching appointments. You can say, hey, I'm going to come to the school on Mondays and Tuesdays, and I'm going to coach you right here. We'll meet with individual appointments right here in your classroom. You can give them an idea of where you might be doing your optional group workouts. You can say, hey, once a week, we're going to meet at this park in town, or we're going to meet in your school gym, and we're going to do an optional group workout. Those are the kinds of details you want to offer. Keep it simple. All right, and the number eight on the do's is a call to action. It's got to be something like this. There's no perfect time to get fit. There's never going to be 6 weeks out of your life that you're not busy. There's never going to be 6 weeks out of your life that you're not preparing for a holiday, preparing for a kid's birthday, preparing for a vacation, preparing for a move, a new job, whatever it is, there's always going to be change happening in your life. There's no perfect time to get fit. There's only right now. Making this change as a group, as a workplace, is going to be so much easier than trying to do it on your own later. So you might as well just get started with the group. All right, so those are my presentation do's, my presentation do's. My presentation do nots, it's a short list. Do not overwhelm them with details. Do not kill them with logistics. Do not confuse them. Those are three ways of saying the exact same thing, right? Do not go the easy route and go in there and say, hey, I'm Trina Gray, I'm from Bay Athletic Club, and I want to help you lose weight over 6 weeks. So we're going to meet three times on a Monday at about 4 o'clock. I'm going to give you a 15-page food plan. We're going to do group workouts every Sunday at 4 o'clock. And you're going to be on Teams. I'm going to be emailing you. You're going to be recruiting friends and family to do this. You're going to be cutting out soda and alcohol. Oh, my gosh, you've lost them. I just bored myself saying that. Okay? Logistics confuse people. Logistics give people excuses why they can't do it. If you mention the price right off the bat, no matter what that price is, $99 to $299 or anything in between, no matter what price point you put out there, they're going to have a reason why they can't do it. People don't buy things based on logic. They make decisions based on, I know you're all saying it right now, emotion. So don't share all the logic. Do not go in there and say, hey, do you know all the reasons why exercise is good for your body? And talk about their heart and talk about, no, you can't do that because adults know. We know that we should be exercising. We know that we shouldn't smoke. We know that we should eat healthy. But knowing those things is very different from actually signing up to do it. So selling them on the health benefits of the program, I don't think is the way to go. Sell them on the emotion, on the things that matter to them. The fact that they don't have enough energy or they're not sleeping well or their relationships are stagnant or that they're really down in the dumps about how they look or feel. I know those are difficult things to talk about, but those are the things that get people to make change. Okay, so don't confuse them with logistics. And then the only other thing is don't ask them to get back to you with a start date. Don't ask them to get back to you with a start date. So you've just come in and delivered some emotion, and you've connected with them, and you've given them great eye contact, and you've been your best self. You don't need to present like I do or anyone else in the group does. You need to present like you. You've just done that. Don't ruin it by saying, hey, so if you're interested, you know, get back to me. Let me know if you want to get going on this fall. I'd love to work with you. No, you want to be in demand, right? You want to be in demand. So you want to be able to say to this group, I have October 2nd set aside for you. We need an 8-person minimum to make this happen. I know we'll hit that. Well, and you can also put a maximum on it. Some of you independent trainers doing this on your own, hey, put a max on it. Say, you know what, I want to give you a lot of attention, a lot of my time, and a lot of my effort. I'm going to give you an intimate experience and really coach you well, and I'm going to limit this to 10 people. It's going to be the first 10 people. Okay? If that start date doesn't work for them, you know, then offer them some options, but don't ask them to get back to you with a start date. Say, hey, I've got October 2nd, and I've got October 23rd open. Which of the two work for you? All right? So far on the call, we have covered what it means to do a thinner winter contest and why I think you should consider doing one this fall. You can just simply take the Corporate Fit Challenge program and tweak it a bit and make it a thinner winter contest. All right? Create some excitement in your community. Kick your business off to a huge start this fall. Number two, we cover the do's and don'ts of a presentation. Do's and don'ts of a presentation. I hope that's been helpful for you. All right, the third thing I want to cover quickly is this. We are doing something we've never done before, and I'm going to share it with you and send it again over the Google group, and I will also post it on our new website. You can download it and use it as you wish. We are doing a corporate challenge rally. A corporate challenge rally. We're doing this on Friday, September 30th, and we're doing it as a luncheon from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Now, as you know, I have a facility. We actually have two facilities, so we're doing the luncheon at Bay Urban Fitness, our training studio. But you don't have to have a studio to be able to do a Corporate Fit Challenge rally. You could do it at a gym. You could do it at the library. You could do it at a restaurant. You could do this anywhere in town where you could rent some space, a community center. All right, so why are we doing this? We're already busy with Corporate Fit Challenges around here, but I have found that we have a lot of the same businesses repeating and fewer new businesses starting. All right, so I'm thinking, well, what do I need to do to get the word out there to some of the businesses in town who have not done this yet? How do I get those people that over the past 3 years still have not done this program with us? So we decided to do a rally. And the theme of our rally is to create raving fans for your business. Create raving fans for your business. And it has kind of a sports theme with one of those big, like, number one foam fingers that you might find at, like, a football game or something. And we're getting the businesses' names, the people who are coming to the luncheon, we're getting their names imprinted on those number one fingers. It's kind of a cool giveaway, just something different. All right? And the marketing material says this: create raving fans for your business. Discover our number one secret to employee motivation. Now, who does not want to come to that presentation? Come on. Discover our number one secret to employee motivation. And on the back side of the postcard, it says, the answer is the Corporate Fit Challenge. If you want your team, so I'm talking to a business owner here. I'm talking to a guy who owns a jewelry store. I'm talking to a guy who owns a grocery store. I'm talking to a woman who owns a real estate office. So I'm talking to them. If you want your team to be raving fans of your business, join us as we host a luncheon. Friday, September 30th, noon to 1:30. I give the address. I say RSVP by Friday, September 23rd to reserve your two complimentary tickets. All right, so I am hoping to have 25 businesses represented at this. We're maxing this out at 50 people. I've never done this before, you guys. I have no idea if I'm going to get 25 RSVPs, but I bought the list of businesses in town who have more than, I think we said more than five employees. I bought those labels from our Chamber of Commerce. I had oversized color postcards made, so yes, I'm investing some money in doing this, and I did a direct mail piece that went out to all of them. It went out actually 2 days ago, and people started getting them in the mail today. I already got a couple phone calls on it today. So what am I going to do with the luncheon? To be honest, I haven't figured that all out yet, but as many of you know, I adopt the same philosophy that Todd Durkin has shared with me, and that's ready, just get ready to do something, fire it out there, and then aim it. So ready, I want to do some kind of rally. I want to get some employers in the area who have not been involved in our program before to want to get involved. All right, and then aim. I'm going to figure out what we're going to do that day. I imagine I'll show a couple of our video clips that you know we have. We do fun video clips of all the groups that do challenges with us. I'm sure I'll have some testimonials from local businesses who've done this with us. In fact, one of my favorite business owners that I would like to feature if I could is the woman who's the general manager of all the area McDonald's. They did a corporate challenge with us, and they're doing a second one in October. And so I'd like her to get up there and talk about, you know, why she feels like this corporate challenge is relevant to her staff and why she wants them eating better and why she wants them exercising. I'll probably have the head of our local hospital as one of the presenters. And then I think I might just have a couple people who are employees who participated in this program who can get up there and say, hey, I never would have done this if my employer hadn't helped sponsor it, if my employer hadn't told me about this, you know, with a note in my paycheck, or if my employer hadn't helped pay for part of it. So I want to hear from some employers in the area who've done this successfully, and I'm going to want to hear from some employees who've been success stories. So my thought is just to host a rally, to share some success stories, to show some video clips, and to fill up our calendar for next year. So my idea is at the end of the day, on Friday, September 30th, we will have booked out corporate challenges into 2012. All right? So that's our Corporate Fit Challenge rally, and that's at the end of September. So the three main things we covered on the call today. Number one, Thinner Winner Contest. I'll send you information on that. Number two, the do's and don'ts of a presentation. And number three, a Corporate Fit Challenge rally. Yes, you can do this too. Your rally can be small. It can be, you can be inviting five businesses. You can invite five local real estate offices. You can invite five local accounting firms. You can go to just the public library or just the county and ask for the county employees to do a rally with you. And you're going to want to come in and do a fun presentation, and I can certainly help you along the way with that. All right, so think of ways to be unique, put yourself out there, get out of your comfort zone in your business, stop waiting for things to happen, go create it. The last thing I'm going to mention on the call today, and then I'll open up the lines to you, is please know something. Please know something about the business that you want to do business with. Take the initiative to be a customer there if you can be in any way, or to research their website, or to know who the people are, or to know what their schedules are like. I can't tell you anything that's more frustrating to me than getting calls from people who want to do business with me or want to sell me something, and they know nothing about my business. And this happened yesterday. I've had a gentleman, I hate to use the word stalking, but a gentleman really trying to get through to me. He's in Chicago, and he wants to sell me life coaching for my members. So he knows that I have a pretty sizable club and a pretty dedicated group of fans, and he wants me to offer them life coaching where I would refer them to him, and he would coach them over the phone for a fee, and maybe I would keep a percentage of it. Okay, so in my discussion with this gentleman yesterday, I said, well, why do you think this would be a good fit for my business? What do you know about my business that you think that would be a good fit? Because to be honest, you guys, that would be a good fit. We do life coaching in our corporate challenges, as you know, but hey, there's some people that we know are beyond our scope. I would be comfortable referring to somebody who I thought had some good credentials that could help somebody who's got some past baggage or issues they need help with that are beyond what we can do. I'm open to creating that relationship, but guess what the gentleman said to me? He'd never been on my website. He has family in this area, so he's been to this community a dozen times this year, and he's never been to my business. That literally ended the conversation with me. I said, I'm really sorry I can't take this conversation seriously anymore. You've been here 12 times this past year, and you want me to give you my list of members, but you've never actually been to my business before. And I said, thanks for your time, and I hung up. So not to end things on a harsh note, I'm just saying know something about people you want to do business with, all right? If you want to get in with a school, what can you find out about that school? Do they already have a wellness program? What do their school lunches look like? What are these teachers eating? What are their hours like? When does school start and end? You want to know those things. If you want to work with teachers, you want to know, hey, school ends at 3:45? Great. We could do a group workout every day at 4 o'clock or once a week at 4 o'clock. Know something about them, all right? Excellent. You guys, I hope this has been some great information for you. I really enjoy sharing. I'm going to open up the lines for those of you who are on still, and you can ask some questions. Here we go. Hello, hello. If you still need to mute your line, you can hit *6 if you want to stay muted. But let's see. I'll go ahead and open this up. So who has a question? I'll start with area code 410. 410, is that... someone from the Mac?
It is. It's Meg Oster here. How are you doing today?
Great. Great. Was that some good information for you?
Oh, terrific call. I love the new ideas. I'm excited to bring them back to the team.
Yay. Any questions or updates from the Mac?
You know, we have our three locations, and Timonium is right in the midst of a few things and getting ready to kick off a big group mid-September, so we're really excited for them. Harbor East, a little bit harder, but we're hoping that all of the reaching out and meetings that we did over the summer are going to pan out for the fall.
Nice. Nice. I love it. You guys have been so on top of things down there and definitely setting the stage to have a super successful fall.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see, you guys, I'm going to fly through a few more people here before we have to end. Area code 410. That's already the MAC. I covered that one. Let me just say, is there anybody else on the line that wants to make a comment or question? Area code 847, 443.
Hey, this is Angie.
Sorry. Hi, Angie. Amador, how are you?
Hi, from Chi-Town. I don't know the guy.
Oh, I know. I know you don't know.
But no, real quick question. Yeah, I liked what you touched on, and I've got this, I told you guys about this, I think, before, the accounting group, and it's 45 accountants.
Wow.
And yeah, and she sent me back a very detailed email, and she, you know, all these specifications, which is awesome because it sounds like they're ready to go. But it's, they don't want to work out on Sundays. They want to work out on a weekday during the week. They don't want to do individual goals. They want to do team goal. I mean, it was a list of things to go off. And I just wondered what your take is when people start changing up all the, and this is for a CFC, just a regular Fit Club challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're wanting to, you know, can you give us things to do, you know, while we're sitting at our desk? Sure, I can give you some exercises like stress busters at your desk is what they call them. So
yes.
Just when you get, I guess my question is, what do you follow whatever their requests are, or do you try to stick to, because now it seems like it's changing.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think you as the expert in this area should stick to what you know works and then be flexible to work in some of their suggestions. So certainly you can offer them some things to do at their desk as long as you are putting out there to them, hey, I'd love to give you some ideas of things to do at your desk during the day to keep the blood flow and to keep alert. But keep in mind that cannot replace a workout, that you still have to elevate your heart rate. You still have to do some strength training, resistance training. So you can certainly offer them some of the things that they want for sure. Just make sure it's not replacing what you know works.
Okay.
In terms of the team goals, yes, I'd be flexible about that and say, certainly I like the idea of setting team goals, but let's not lose our own uniqueness. So how about we agree to come up with three team goals, like cutting fast food, cutting pop, and working out 4 days a week, and then let every individual person come up with one individual goal.
Okay. And then one real quick last question, and
yeah.
I don't know if everybody's had this, but when you do a Corporate Fit Club challenge, have you had where someone's like, well, I'm a marathon runner, and I'm pretty, and the very, I mean, how do you, because they've asked me, well, they're, you know, at this 45 accounting firm of people, most of them are sedentary, but a lot of them do marathons and half marathons, so they're looking at me like, well, what can you possibly tell them?
Yeah, I love it. No, absolutely. I had this conversation, I think, with Adam yesterday. He said, well, not everybody in the corporate challenge is sedentary or out of shape, right? I said, no, absolutely not. A lot of times it's the fit person in the workplace that's willing to host this and help recruit, and they don't see that they're going to get as much out of it, but they're willing to help the people that they interact with every day, their coworkers, get active. But I'll tell you, you'll surprise them, because the marathon runners, the triathletes, guess what they're all missing? You know what they're missing. They're missing strength training, and they're missing flexibility training for the most part. So what our runners have found in doing this program is that we've been really good at helping round out their routine. So they're used to pounding the pavement and getting a lot of miles in, but if they're not strengthening their core and they're not keeping their hip flexors flexible and their hamstrings, right, they're still going to max out on what they can do. So even for the person that's already really fit, I'm sure there's something in their routine that you could tweak or offer suggestions for. Even something simple, Angie, I know that you're a beach body coach as well. Even for the runners to be suggesting Shakeology as a meal replacement as a way for them to get more vitamins and minerals. Or suggesting, you know, a core workout like Tony Horton's one-on-one core routine, a way for them to do some cross-training.
Right, okay. Okay.
And the already fit people will find it interesting when they have to journal, because a lot of those people skip meals, or they're not eating enough, or they're not eating the right thing. So everybody has room for improvement in their life, and you can certainly give them lots of accolades and say, you know, it looks like we already have a really fit team. It's going to be fun to help you guys get to the next level. For those of you who are runners, I'm going to offer you some options for core training or cross training and some good, you know, nutritional supplements. So does that make sense, Angie?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Last one, real quick.
Yeah, no problem.
Following up with an email, I got this email back, I want to say almost over 2 weeks ago, saying we've got all these specifications, but I came in and met with the three people in charge of the accounting firm. Now they want me to come back and present to everybody.
Wonderful.
But the coming back and presenting to everybody is lagging, and I don't want to harp, but obviously, yeah, fourth quarter is filling up fast.
Yeah.
And right now, for anyone starting a Fit Club challenge, I just figured out, if you're starting as late as October 3rd, we're finishing up right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, perfect.
So I can't wait much longer.
Right. To get in there.
So I don't want to send an email that's sounding desperate, but I know I saw sample emails. Is that in the back office? the CFC back office,
yeah.
We can call it.
Some sample emails. There are sample emails in your kit, and which is, let me see. There are some sample emails. But what I would do, Angie, is I bet they'd be willing to get a date set after Labor Day. If you want to put really something simple out there to them, drop off a bag with that, you know, drop some healthy snacks off, and, you know, either today and say, hope you enjoy your holiday weekend, looking forward to meeting with you when you get back from the holiday, or do that on Tuesday and say, welcome back from the long weekend and looking forward to getting in to talk to your staff in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Good, good. I'm glad you said that because I was thinking about the snack, but then I was thinking, well, I'll just send out an email. But I think they're literally 5 minutes from me. So
yeah, I would drop something off for sure.
Okay.
You know, make up some healthy snack bags and put your applications in with the start date that you want and with just a personal card in there that says, looking forward to connecting with your team. You know, after Labor Day, I too am back in a routine with my kids in school or whatever you need to say. I too am back in a routine and am ready to deliver for your business.
Okay. Just for the Beachbody coaches and for you as well, Kelly, do you make, obviously, the snack bags a product of the product and make them all Beachbody products, like a P90X protein bar, a shake, no?
No, we don't, but you certainly could.
Don't want it to think that I'm trying to sell that stuff.
No,
I'm
so
not.
We don't. You know, we offer that during the challenge. Once people are in the challenge, we'll certainly let them know that a P90X bar would be a great snack. And a shake would be a great meal. But to promote the CFC, no, we go less expensive than that. And we're just dropping off, like, trail mix bags where it has some low-fat granola mixed in with some dried cranberries and some almonds.
Awesome.
And we just put together little snack bags of those. With applications, it works every time. Put it in a little bag, decorate it, put a balloon on it. I know it seems like birthday party-ish, but it gets their attention.
Awesome.
Cool.
Love it. Thank you.
I can't wait for you to get a date set with those accountants and to hear how that one goes. I'll certainly help you along the way if you need it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys, there's a few other people who've been quiet, which is fine, but if anyone else wants to jump in and ask a question, I see that you're on.
Hi, Trina?
Yes.
Hi, it's Maria from the other Mac. How are you?
Yay. Hello, Maria. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to share two fun things.
Okay.
I went out, we have a new grocery store right across the parking lot from our club in Timonium, and I went out there to meet the folks there. They have a dietitian on staff. It's a little bit of a different type of grocery store. It's a ShopRite, but they're real into their employee health and also their patrons' health. And I was meeting with them, and I was talking to the general manager and the dietitian there about doing a corporate fitness challenge, which they've agreed to do for their employees. They just need to hold off a little bit because it's so new, they don't have all their employees in place. However, I was showing them the materials, and they loved the fact that we had the grocery list for the participants. And they've offered to actually add a component to our fitness challenges in Timonium where we can have the participants come over to their store to do like a food label reading class and healthy eating habits where it's kind of a tour of the grocery store. And they're going to provide us with our snack bag contents.
Love it.
Yeah, at no charge. So it's sort of like, you know, they're promoting people to use the store, which is right next door to our club. And at the same time, it adds an extra component to the CFC that we didn't have before.
I love it. I think any way to make some smart partnerships in town is amazing. And they'll have so much more buy-in to the program. They feel like they're a part of it and they're contributing to it. It's awesome. So it's ShopRite is the name of the store?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. So that was fun. And so I wanted to share that and then let you know that 2 weeks ago we had a kickoff and a finale on the same day. And we were really, you know, worried about how that was all going to work. But it actually, I just wanted to let everybody know, it actually really worked out well because the people that were coming in for the kickoff were hearing the finale people's successes and watching them get the awards. And I think that it was a really good synergy there because then the people that were finished were talking about the people, you know, to the people that were getting started about how great it was. So it really kind of elevated that level of excitement.
Maria, when did you guys do that? Did you do it on a Friday at your facility, or how did that crossover happen? Or was it a Sunday, or when did you do it?
Yeah, it was a weird scenario. We did it on a Sunday afternoon. So
okay.
The finale started at 3, and the kickoff started at 4:30, but everybody came early.
I love it.
All showed up at 4. So they were able to see the group ahead of them and what happened. So I think that what we'll do next time is purposefully
yep.
together because it worked
I love
out.
It. That's a great idea. What were the two, just so I can write this down, what were the two different businesses? Who was finishing and who was starting?
The one that finished was a company, it was a company called Publishers Clearinghouse Fulfillment, and they had one or two employees from clients that they had. And then the kickoff was actually, we sent that email out to our membership.
Internal. Yeah.
So it was actually a group of members who brought guests, non-member guests, in to do the facility. So they were from all different companies.
I love that. That's the same idea as that Thinner Winner. It's the same idea of doing a six-week challenge with some rules and with some guidance and some coaching, but it doesn't have to be all in one workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're inviting non-members in too. Oh my gosh,
right.
That's brilliant. I love your updates. They're amazing. They make me so happy to hear other people doing corporate challenges and it's working for you.
That's awesome.
Thanks for the awesome updates. Anybody else on the line that I see a lot of people are still on but muted? Anybody that really wants to share that hasn't said anything yet? No, you're going to be quiet? I won't call you out. It seems like when I call you out, then you hang up. So I assume if you're still on and you're listening, you got what you needed out of the call. This call will be uploaded to the website, so if you had somebody on your team that didn't get to hear it, if you don't want to share your notes, you can send them to the call on the website. And I will send out all those materials that I mentioned on the call today. I'll make sure that gets out on the listserv to everybody today. So I wish you guys all luck in getting September set up, and be in touch on Corporate Fit Challenge website and email. I love hearing from you guys. Have an amazing Labor Day weekend. All right, bye-bye, everybody.